Let me share a secret with you before we move on with the service. Then I'll tell you what you just told me to say. You have to know that the closer you are to a major breakthrough, the more tired you start feeling. The enemy will start wanting to make you complain about everything, get tired with everything. He's trying to make you forfeit what is so close. You have to understand what I'm telling you. I had to tell you that first, because when you shouted and he came in the shout, he said, now we all should pronounce that the God of miracles is here. Some of you declared some things. He said, now thank me for it. Thank me that you just received it. You just received it. I'm telling you, you just received it. You will see manifestation. You just received it. So this week, we relaunched Glory Works. Amen. The Holy Spirit took the very thing that has been before that group and gave it life. Amen. Just from the name Glory Works came three powerful revelations. He said, number one, glory works. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That every time glory impacts something, it will work. Amen. Hallelujah. Bible says, for all have sinned, and the glory is what Satan robbed us of. And everything we are doing, from getting saved to becoming sons of God, is to bring the glory back. Amen. So we can function in the realm of God. Amen. So glory works. Amen. Hallelujah. I can say it another way. Get anointed and let all the devils learn. Glory to God. The second thing he said to us in that meeting, he said, now, glory works. Glory, don't just sit your tail on the chair. There's work in glory. So if you're not doing something, you're not anointed. God never anoints anybody to sit. That was the problem with the early church. Jesus said, go ye into all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He said, now, but don't leave Jerusalem until you get anointed. They got anointed, preached one sermon, and built a commune. And started selling their properties. and distributing to those that had need. And every time I hear a preacher using them as an example of Christian giving, I want to give him a slap offering. Because God never told you to sell your stuff and start distributing to everybody. And they bankrupted themselves that Paul traveled the known church world collecting offering for the poor saints at Jerusalem. They bankrupted themselves because they were sitting. I put fire on your tail wherever you're sitting this morning. Hallelujah. You must do something in 2024. Hallelujah. I told them we're going to have a New Year's Eve service like no other. When we come to that service, I'm going to put out my mic row by row. Come and tell me what you did in 2024. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't duck the service now. We cannot be under His glory. We cannot shout and the rain falls. We cannot experience all His God and then do absolutely nothing. Jesus called it being lazy and unprofitable. And when I got a hold of that revelation, it doesn't matter what parable you read about the kingdom of God under the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells you the same thing. He left and handed talents out. And He did not leave instructions. And then He returned to reckon with His servants. The version we read at that meeting was from Luke 19. He said that even after He left, the people sent a message after Him, said, "This man will not rule over us." I asked the people, where did that naysaying come from? From the one person that didn't do anything. Most times the biggest talkers are people who are not doing anything. It was an interesting thing that happened to me. Most times my dialogue is only with the Lord. But this one, I asked the Lord a question, and the person in front of me just started giving me a testimony and answered the question. Hey, it's like what happened to me in that meeting in Stone Mountain where I was preaching, and the timekeeper said she could not interrupt the message and didn't know what to do. So she prayed to the Lord. He said, "Lord, tell your servant to stop speaking." And then almost immediately I said, "Oh, I just heard from my boss. I need to leave the message here." And she almost jumped out of her skin. He said, "You mean God, is this real? You mean I can talk to God and He actually hears me?" Amen. But he said, "I didn't know there were men that can hear from God on their feet." Hallelujah. I asked the Lord, "Why didn't you leave instructions when you left?" And the person in front of me said, "You know, that message you shared that the glory was such a blessing. And you know that the Lord did not leave any instructions for what they needed to do with their talents, because they were supposed to pray. And the Holy Spirit was supposed to give them their own instructions on how to get..." Hey! You go to God to get your own personal blueprint. And it's amazing when somebody can hear from the realm of glory, it ushers you into the realm you're already in and pushes you further. As soon as they said that to me, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Because your plan is original. And the reason God keeps it in secret is so Satan cannot fool with it. And you must get off your lazy behind and pray it through and fast it through and praise it through until you get your own instructions to know what to do with the talents God has given to you. Otherwise, the years will keep coming and going." And I told them to put a bright light on me, put the cameras on me. I said, everybody look at my lips or my mouth. Well, I had everybody looking at my mouth. I said, here's your major announcement. You have prayed enough. Get up and do something. We don't need any more prayers. Just start praising God and working. Get something done. So, when God gave us a decree, I thank God he didn't say, I'm believing God for courage to do great things this year. No, he says. So I have the courage to accomplish great things. So why are you sitting? Why haven't you done great things? I was discussing with one of you sitting in here, and they were just going on and on about my breakthroughs and what God is doing in 2024. I said, wait a minute, what about yours? You cannot live vicariously through mine. While you're rejoicing with me, I want to hear your own. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no place for pew warmers in this kingdom. I hope I make you angry enough for you to get up and say, you know what? Even if I fail, I'm going to do something in 2024. Yeah. Hallelujah. These leaders will tell you that I told them years ago, I'd rather fail trusting God than sit and do nothing and live in unbelief. Claiming that I'm praying. It was years ago that God said, you know, a lot of the prayers I hear is just a mask for unbelief. The people don't believe me. So they keep praying and praying and praying. And you sit around waiting on God to do what he empowered you to do. I wasn't there. I didn't do the research. But this Australian billionaire, Peter Daniels, commissioned a study. But, you know, these Jewish rabbis and all these things. And they came up and said that the Magi brought, I don't know how many millions of dollars worth of gold, myrrh and frankincense, when they came to Jesus. And the Lord Jesus' ministry was financed. His father could take him to Egypt and live there until he was summoned back. How did he pay his bills over there? Did you see the kind of garment he had on that the soldiers had to cast lots for it? They couldn't divide it because it was seamless, very expensive. There was no KNG. This was handmade. Glory to God. And when the woman was pouring the alabaster ointment on him, and people were saying, what a waste. We could have sold this. He said, listen, you're always going to have poor people. Why would you always have poor people? You always have people who refuse to serve God, people who refuse to keep the covenants of God, so they will always be broke. And now we're in a season where beggars are even getting violent. Go and see what's happening at Walmart. They ask you for money. You say you don't have money. They say, well, cash up us. If you refuse, they cuss you out. This is donation by force. I thought I left the IRS behind. Yeah? One of my staff members said that she gave the young man money, and all these people gathered to tell her, said, do you know who you gave the money? Have you seen him insulting older people and people around here? Like it's almost their right now. It's an industry. First of all, if you were poor, how did you get the smartphone? Except you stole someone's phone. Those things are over $1,000. Anyway, moving right along. So, I came to teach in detail how to follow God in all these uncharted territories. The miracles of Resurrection House, the miracles of this church, enough, it's by itself, enough lesson. But I may not even reference any of that story. I just chose Joshua once again to see how God thinks and how he operates. So you can understand that you can't get anywhere with him just sitting. All right? He just gave me a prophetic word. If after a few years, you keep seeing yourself where you were a few years ago, when you thought you were making progress, it tells you you're in the wilderness and you're going round and round. And what you're calling progress is an illusion. While God's ways are not linear, but God's ways are up. Even though heaven is all around us, but it's up. Down is hell. Or for humility. So for those of you breaching yourselves, praying up a storm, and living in strife, hallelujah. 2024 will come and go, and nothing will happen. You say, well, Apostle, you don't know how tough what I'm dealing with. Satan knows that your breakthrough is big, so he's making it almost impossible for you to get there. That's what you ought to understand. The harder it is, that should be telling, that's a message to you. My breakthrough must be powerful, because these are some heavy licks that are laying on me. I feel like this is impossible. There's no way I can. Yeah, you see, that's what tells you that what's ahead of you is big. Hallelujah. He said, now take the talent from this lazy guy and give to him that had 10. He said, the people protested. He has 10. He said, yeah, I know. I don't need you to remind me that he has 10. He said, because in this kingdom, whoever has shall more be given. So he will have more. That's why people get so angry. And they call you fools. You're giving your money to the building. I want you to go get a building. Let's see who will give to your building. If you don't think there's something to it, go get a building. When they repossess you and your wife and kids, people keep putting their mouths on things you can't even do in two lifetimes. You have to honor God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You may not like who he has chosen to bless, but that's none of your business. They told Peter how he would die. He said, well, what about John? He said, that's none of your business. If I choose that he stays here until I return, that's my business. He said, you follow me.
Amen.
All right, watch. Joshua 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. And God knew that Israel would turn to idolatry to worship Moses' body. Because that's usually what happens. The man is alive, you won't submit to him. Then when he dies, you start crying and making noise and talking about how, whatever. For those of you that will be alive when they will have my funeral, I will be watching. If you're one of these people that won't submit to me, I'll get up and slap you and lay back down. I mean, they would have started worshiping the body of Moses. That's one of the smartest things the U.S. government did when Osama bin Laden was killed. They tied up the body, put weights on it, and sunk it in the ocean where nobody can find it. Because he'll become a hero. They will build a mausoleum over his grave. And it becomes a holy site. Now you have a bigger problem. That's why God told Moses, get up on the mountain. Okay. If you don't believe what I'm telling you, read the book of Jude. He said that Satan came to fight over the body of Moses because that's what he was trying to do. Watch all these false religions. Is Satan appearing as an angel to them and telling them he was God? And he came to fight for Moses' body so he can use it to create a bigger problem than we already have. And God, knowing that, he let Moses die in the mountain and sent angels to secure the body. And nobody knows where he was buried. And they chased the devil away. For those of you that have more faith in dead folks than in the living Jesus Christ, that should put you on notice. I saw, now let me touch a sacred egg. I'm just going to touch and then move on. I saw, what is the guy that acted Ray Charles? Is that Jimmy Fox? Okay, all right. I remember they were doing something at the Apollo. And he was saying something. And then it was like he was praying. And he said something unthinkable. An abomination. Do you know what Jimmy Fox said? In the name of Barack Obama. Don't go, oh, don't you see people worshiping Beyonce? That's how dumb black folks have become. We're raised in church. Who is Beyonce? But a young woman filled with devils. She used to sing in church. Her pastor used to go to her concerts at the beginning. Amen. Before this, Jay-Z filled her with devils. Amen. Don't worry, I can handle them. If I meet them, I'll cast devils out of them. Amen. I'm scared of them. Amen. All they have is money. Amen. But I carry a permanent grace, a permanent glory. And I'm not backing down to no devil. Yeah. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Beloved, we are contending with the spirit of error. The Bible told us that in these last days, we will be dealing with seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's the contention. Which side are you on? Yes, I may not have been born here, but God sent me to the African American community, and that's why I address you as black folks. To change the narrative, to raise up young men filled with the Holy Spirit, empowered by grace, to accomplish great things in this America. And stop all this foolishness. We assume that everything black goes to heaven. Who told you that? Eh? Somebody's living in sin and serving the devil. And because they're black, they die, then you bring them back to church, and then you put them in heaven. Who are you? Do you know the way to heaven? Who is Barack Obama for Jamie Foxx to be praying to him? Just a young man that God touched to become the president of America. You don't get into the realm of God. Are you crazy? Those of you going to worship Beyonce, what do you think you're doing? These are the things Israel did to destroy herself, and they lost their inheritance. The Queen of Heaven. I saw what they were telling Jeremiah. Since we stopped offering drinks and peace offerings to the Queen of Heaven, we've suffered famine. We suffered. No, you are suffering, ignoramuses, for your disobedience to God. Not because you stopped offering sacrifices to the Queen of Heaven. Beyonce knows she is no God. She's just a regular woman going through her cycles and all this stuff. Who are you? Stop the foolishness. It is Satan. It is Satan. It is Satan. It is Satan behind the scene, deceiving the people. That's what Joseph Smith said. An angel appeared to him. So now we got Mormonism. The religion is endless. Go to India. I left there 41 years ago. At that time, there were 330 million gods and goddesses in one country alone. 30 million. Now they said it's way 330 million. What is 30 million? 330 million. So now they say it's almost a billion. These are no gods. There's only one true God, the Father of lights. There's only one Jesus Christ, his Son, who is also God. There's only one Holy Spirit, who is also God. We believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all have their unique places in our redemption. And we thank God for the Spirit of grace empowering us now to be everything God has called us to be and to do everything God has commanded us to do. We celebrate him now in Jesus' name. These are life-changing messages. These are messages that confront you. You have to either receive the truth or turn away and be swallowed up by the spirit of error. There's no black in heaven. There's no white in heaven. There's no oriental in heaven. The only ticket to heaven is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sons of God that have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. Learn it. Get with it. And you will find that on that day, your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is the Lamb's Book of Life, the one Jesus wrote, the last Adam, not the second Adam. That's the only book that will count. Is your name in that book? You better call the prayer line, 770-994-3777. Get redeemed, get saved, get delivered, get strengthened and empowered by the Holy Ghost. We love you, beloved. It's a way, great way to start this week, to hit it on the head. And stand firm by the power of the mighty Jesus. I've been challenged by the occultists overseas and I've overcome all of them. I won't say anything about this once in America. Glory to God. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.